we had, as an organizing committee for the Kitchener Fastball Promotions, who put on the event, we started talking about it last early summer, because we had been holding organizational meetings. We, you know, as soon as we found out about 2 years ago, we wanted to get stuff in order and lined up, and we had a lot of stuff done, a lot of the big ticket items. We had, you know, we had made that, you know, we had agreements for that. And then it became apparent over the summer that, you know, maybe the way things are going in Ontario, and they were talking about a big second wave, and would we be able to not only put it on, but would we be able to draw, you know, have a big enough crowd to make it worthwhile? Unlike a lot of places, we rely very heavily on sponsorship and the gate, and if those two items are not, you know, there, then it makes it very difficult, impossible to, you know, to make money. So we, you know, we started looking at this last summer. We I called the ISC at the end of the summer, August, September time, and told them what we were thinking, that, you know, considering Ontario's lockdown and the looming lockdown and not being able to have thousands of people in the ballpark, that, you know, maybe we need to look, you know, maybe they need to look somewhere else. We didn't want to, but we thought it was prudent to give them a heads up, is what we were thinking about. And at that time, Larry Fisher, the ISC president, and myself, we kind of picked January 15th as a drop-dead date, that we would make our decision yes or no by then. And as we went through the winter, it became apparent that things would not improve. So, you know, Larry and I talked a bit before the 15th, and, you know, told him, I said, Larry, I think you should go somewhere else, try to find someplace else, and which they did.
Jim, how far along in your programming was this? Was this like a destructive blow, or by being proactive, did you sort of negate maybe some of the devastation that could have happened had you proceeded any further?
Well, I don't think there's any devastation other than the fact that we're not going to have world-class softball being played in Kitchener this year. We had lined up, you know, food sponsors, beer sponsors. We had started to go after the sponsors. But we've been in touch with them. Bernie Burnett is a great lead, and he's been in contact with everybody. You know, we've stayed in contact with the organizing committee, and you know, everybody's known all along kind of what our thoughts were. The final decision didn't come out until, because Larry said, why don't you just keep this under your hat? We don't want this getting out until we're able to make a proper announcement. So the majority didn't know until, when did the announcement come out? Early this week, I guess, Sunday, Saturday, Monday, whatever day it was.
We're with Jim Hallman from Kitchener Fastball Promotions, or Fast Pitch Promotions. The ISC in 2021 will not be staged in Kitchener. Jim, how much of a blow is this emotionally? Because it was to be a celebratory year, and for Kitchener, it was going to be the latest in a long run of successful tournaments.
Yeah, it's disappointing for sure. The ISC had approached us to host this. We had talked about a couple years ago to host their 75th anniversary tournament, because they knew that we can put it on properly and we draw a lot of fans, and that's what they wanted. They wanted the celebration. So, you know, on the one hand, we're really disappointed. On the other hand, you know, we saved a lot of people a lot of work this summer.
What's ahead for Kitchener? I understand it will be in Iowa this year. What's ahead for Kitchener, or do you know what's ahead for Kitchener in terms of hosting this prestigious event?
We're open to the idea again. You know, again, Bernie sent a note out to the organizing committee that, you know, we have the opportunity in 2023 again to host it. And, you know, we'll take it to them and see, because this is, you know, it's a far bigger decision than one or two people. We need to have, you know, the dozen or 16 people on the organizing committee to all commit. And then, you know, are we fully committed to put it on? Because it is a lot of work, for, you know, for what we do. So I don't think it's the end. You know, we'll have to see where everybody is at next year. The trouble with the pandemic is that people's ideas and people's thoughts and people's actions have changed a lot, and you know, we just don't know what's going on. Like, you know, there's lots of events and lots of sporting events and organizations that are in exactly the same boat. You know, we just don't know what's going to happen this summer, or you know, even next year, type of thing. So there's just so much unknown that we're not looking too far ahead. For me personally, I would really like to have it back in Kitchener, but that's just me talking.
Well, Jim, thank you very much for the update. I know this is disappointing news, but maybe you're well down the line for organizing for another one. And thank you for your time and the update.
Thank you, Fred. Take care.